Seattle voters will be asked this fall to approve a $900 million transportation levy. City officials say the package has something for everyone, whether you drive, take the bus, bike, or walk to get around. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
Seattle residents have different travel options. Problem is, those options don't always connect well. They're not always reliable, and sometimes they clash. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray says his plan will not perpetuate what he calls the mode wars.
We need all modes to work, whether it's bicycles or cars or pedestrians or freight. We have to coordinate those together, and we have to fund and plan them together.
Here on the corner of 15th Avenue and East Madison Street, where the mayor unveiled his plan, is one of the busiest corridors in Seattle. Transportation Director Scott Kubley says the plan is to improve the area's transit capacity.
There's about 30,000 people within a half mile of this corridor that take the bus every day. And so what we're proposing is a bus rapid transit corridor on Madison, running from downtown out to 23rd Avenue or MLK. We're looking at different alternatives because what we want to do is create a bus network that operates as reliably as the Link Light Rail.
The last time Seattle voters approved a transportation package was in 2006, and that's about to expire at the end of this year. The mayor's proposed transportation package would cost a homeowner of a $450,000 home about $275 a year. The city wants your feedback. It's taking comments through public meetings or by email. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.